The following is a song class on Mama Mana Mandir, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 15th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight, we're having a special song class on Mama Mana Mandir in the Temple of the Heart by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we'll sing. We're going to learn to sing the song, and then we will talk about the purport of this. It's a wonderful purport of this song. Mama mana mahandire rahanishi deen Krishna murari Shri Krishna murari Mama mana mahandire rahanishi deen Krishna murari Shri Krishna murari Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan Tumi Niyohi Niyochitanandan Tumi Niyohi Niyochitanandan Jivana Marana Tava Puja Nivedan Jivana Marana Tava Puja Nivedan Sundara e manahari, Sundara e manahari. Mama mana mahandire radishi deen, Krishna murari, Krishna murari. Mama mana mahandire radishi deen. Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. Isho Nanda Kumar, Arnanda Kumar, Isho Nanda Kumar, Arnanda Kumar, Habe Prema Pradipe Aroti Tomar. Prema Pradipe Aroti Tomar Nayana Jamuna Jare Anibar Nayana Jamuna Jare Anibar Tomara Virahe Giditari Tomara Virahe Giditari Mama Mana Mahandire Rahanishi Deen Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari Mama Mana Mahandire Rahanishi Deen Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari Bandana Gane Tava Bahajuk Jeevan Bandana Gane Tava Bahajuk Jeevan Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari Mama mana mahandire rahanishi deen Krishna murari Shri Krishna murari Mama mana mahandire rahanishi deen Krishna murari Shri Krishna murari Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan Tumi Niyohi Niyochitanandan Tumi Niyohi Niyochitanandan Jivana Marana Tava Puja Nivedan Jivana Marana Tava Puja Nivedan Sundara he manahari Sundara he manahari Mama mana mandi de rahanishi de Krishna murari shi Krishna murari Mama mana mandi de rahanishi de Krishna murari shi Krishna murari Isha Nanda Kumar, Nanda Kumar, Isha Nanda Kumar, Nanda Kumar, Habe Prema Pradipe Arati Tomar, Prema Pradipe Arati Tomar, Nayana Jamuna Chareyani Bar, Nayana Jamuna Chareyani Bar, Tomara Virahi Giditahari. Tomara virahe giditahari Mama mana mahandide rahanishidi Krishna muradishi Krishna mahari Mama mana mahandide rahanishidi Krishna muradishi Krishna muradi Bandana gane tava bahajuk jivan Bandana gane tava bahajuk jivan Krishna muradi shi Krishna muradi Krishna muradi shi Krishna muradi So, this is a very, very nice song by Bhaktivinod Thakur. And the meaning is actually very, very deep meaning. He's praying to Krishna Murari, that you please reside in the temple of my heart day and night. Twenty-four hours a day, please remain in the temple of my heart. And then, now that he's invited Krishna Murari into his heart, he is offering him various things. He's offering him bhakti, devotion. He's offering priti, love, or love and affection. He's offering mala, flower garlands. And he's offering chandan, sandalwood paste. And then he is begging Krishna Murari, please accept them. Please accept them. And then he calls them by this very nice name, Chittanandan. One just like Nandanandan is the one who delights Nanda Maharaj, you see. So Chittanandan is the one who delights the heart. So, if Krishna Murari is Chittanandan, what will be the result of when he resides in the heart of Bhaktivinoda 24 hours a day? The result will be that Bhaktivinoda Thakur will always be delighted. Because Chittananda now is there, always delighting the heart, you see. And then he prays, and this is very, very nice. Jivan, Jivana marana tava puja nivedan sundara imanahari. In life or death, I worship you with these offerings. In other words, this puja that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing within his heart does not depend on the existence of his mortal body. And life or death, he's going to, in day or night, life or death, he will continue doing this puja. And in this verse, he addresses Krishna Murari by two different names, Sundara He. He's Sundara, and then He Manahari. So Sundara means the beautiful one. And then He Manahari, oh enchanter of the heart. Why we can say enchanter? The word Hari means thief. He's the stealer of the heart. Well, that's how he steals the heart, you see, by enchanting the heart. So we can say the one who steals my heart away, he's the enchanter of my heart. So in this way, in life or death, jiva na marana tava puja nivedana sundara he manahari. In this way, Bhaktivinod is saying, may I always and always worship you. Very nice. And this next verse is very, very nice. Ishananda kumar
habe prema pradipe aroti tohomar prema pradipe aroti tohomar.
Come son of Nand Maharaj, come, he's inviting him, come. And then if you come, my dear son of Nanda Maharaj, Murari, Krishna Murari, you please come, and then I will offer you the aratis. When we offer the arati, we usually use the ghee, the incense and the ghee lamp, you see. Dipa, the lamp of ghee, you see. But here, Bhaktivinoda is saying, I will not offer you arati with the lamp of ghee, but I will offer you arati with the lamp of love. Habe prema pradipe. You see, pradipe is lamp. And prema pradipa is the lamp of love. So I will offer you arati with the lamp of love. So he has invited Krishna Murari, you please reside in my heart, whether I'm in day and night, where I'm living or dead, and I will, with my love I will offer you the arati. And this is a little bit sad. This next verse, I got a special translation for this verse from Gopi Purandana Prabhu. Gopi Purandana just left his body this morning in Govardhan. He died from an asthma attack. And just two weeks ago, he sent me this. I asked him to translate this verse for me. He sent me this translation. This is his translation here. So it's with great sadness. I'm happy I got this translation from him before he left his body. This is his translation. He personally sent me in the email. This verse here.
Nayana Jamuna Jarayani Bar, Nayana Jamuna Jarayani Bar, Tomara Virahe Giridhari, Tomara Virahe Giridhari.
So he's saying a flood of the Jamuna. Oh, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. He sang, a flood of the Jamuna incessantly flows from my eyes in separation from you, O Giridhari. So is the Jamuna River actually flowing from his eyes? Is that the source of the Jamuna, the Bhaktivinoda's eyes? No, this is a simile. Just like someone may say, you know, someone may write a song, you know, my girlfriend left me, I was crying buckets of tears, you see. Was he literally crying buckets of tears? Not literally buckets of tears. But he was crying a lot. So here, there's so much tears coming from my eyes. It's just like the Jamuna River flowing from his eyes. That's the meaning here. Why is he crying? Because he's Virahi, he's feeling separation from his Kiridhari. You see, that when one feels separation from his beloved Lord, he cries. And that mood is being explained in this verse by Bhaktivinoda. He cries many, many tears of separation. And the favorite line, this is my favorite line at the very end. He says, "Banda, banda, bandana ganetava bajuk jivan, bandana ganetava bajuk jivan." Krishna Muradi, Shri Krishna Muradi. This is so nice. Bandana Gane. Bandana Gane means songs of praise.
Bandana Gane Vachava Muritva Pesni.
Tava is your songs of praise. Bhajuk Jivana, may I pass my whole life singing songs of your praise. In other words, Bhaktivinoda, he wants to be constantly absorbed in singing songs of praise of his beloved Krishna Murari. He wants his whole life to be filled up with this. 24 hours a day, always singing the glories of the Lord. You see, we try to squeeze happiness out of this material world. But how much happiness is there in this place? A lot of happiness? No. Some happiness? No. A little bit of happiness? No. A tiny, tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, little tiny smidgen of happiness? No. Not even a little pinch of happiness in this material world. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda, he doesn't even try to enjoy this material world. He doesn't think about the Black Sea, you see. He simply wants to absorb himself in singing the praises of the Lord. So now that we've had to discuss the meaning, now we'll sing it again. Pass out song sheets to the newcomers back there. Mama mana mandire ranishidi Krishna muradi shi Krishna muradi Mama mana mandire ranishidi Krishna Namurari, Shri Krishna Namurari. Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Chitanandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Chitanandan, Jivana Marana Tava Pujay Nivedan, Jivana Marana Tava Pujay Nivedan, Sundara He Manahari, Sundara He Manahari, Mama Mana Mandede Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mandede Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Ishananda Kumar, Ananda Kumar, Ishananda Kumar, Ananda Kumar, Habi Prema Padi Pe Arati Toma, Prema Padi Pe Arati Toma, Nayana Jamuna Chadeyani Bar, Nayana Jamuna Tomara vire giridari, Tomara vire giridari, Mama mana bandide ranishidi, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Mama mana bandide ranishidi, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Bandana gane pata chavuk jivan, Bandana gane tava bajuk jivan, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Mama mana mandire ranishidi, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Mama mana mandire ranishidi, Krishna murari, Shri Krishna murari, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Chitanandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Chitanandan, Jivana Marana Tava Pujay Nivedan, Sundara He Manahari, Sundara He Manahari, Mama Mana Mandide Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mandide Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Krishna Murari, Ishananda Kumar, Arananda Kumar, Ishananda Kumar, Arananda Kumar, Habi Prema Pradipe Arati Toma, Prema Pradipe Nayana Jamuna Chadeyani Bar, Tomara Virai Giridari, Mama Mana Mandide Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mandide Ranishidi, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Bandana Gane Tava Bajuk Jivan, Bandana Gane Tava Bajuk Jivan, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. So now I can ask you any questions. Yeah.
He asked if he can take this list for him.
What I'll do is you give me your email address, I'll email you the file. And you can copy as many as you want. Any other question? Yeah?
Can you tell something more about Gopi Paranadana Prabhu?
About Gopi Paranadana Prabhu?
Yes.
About what? About who?
Speak about
this Prabhu that you have spoken about that left his body.
Yes, Gopi Paranadana Prabhu is the the chief Sanskrit scholar for our society. He was a student, linguistic student. Back when he joined this movement, he was major studying linguistics, and Prabhupada engaged him in learning Sanskrit. So for 40 years, he's been engaged in that service of helping doing the Sanskrit for our books. He founded a Sanskrit school in Govardhan for ISKCON. To train up devotees to be editors for BBT. So it's a great day of mourning for our society that he left his body this morning. Very great day of mourning. He was a very pure, dedicated devotee. I especially will miss him because he had a special question and answer conference on PAMHO where if you had any questions about the Vedic scriptures, our books, he would answer with his scholarly knowledge. He would answer. So I wrote him many different questions, and many devotees wrote him questions, and he even sent answers out to everybody who was on the list. It's a wonderful service he did. There's this book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you know, that big book. That was done by him.
Yeah.
So he's a great scholar, great leading scholar of Sanskrit, and he was the leading scholar in our movement. And now he's left. So it's a very sad thing today that he left. We mourn his separation. Any other question?
When somebody leaves his body, we understand that the death is approaching us also. Mm. What is the lesson we should take?
The lesson is be ready for death. You should live every day as if this could be your last day. One day it will be your last day. It could be today. So you should always live as if, you should always be so Krishna conscious that if you leave your body today, you would definitely go back to Godhead. Do not postpone becoming ready for death. Just like you're taking a university course, there's a final exam for the course. And it's a scheduled date, so you know when to be ready for it. But the final exam for this course that we are taking is a pop quiz. We never know when it's going to come. So you must be ready for death at every minute. It's a very serious thing. There's no joking. When death comes, everything is tested. How sincere were you for to be served Krishna without any thought of return? That will be tested at the time of death. So we all must take this as a very sober warning to prepare ourselves for death. People say, but you Hare Krishna people, you're so morbid, you just think about being ready for death. Why don't you enjoy life? But they don't understand that this material life is not the real life. This is a false life. I mean, it's real, but it's not the eternal reality. This is a covered version of reality. It's not the uncovered version, it's the covered version of reality. So, one has the choice to remain covered or uncovered. To remain in the clouds of illusion or to come out of the clouds of illusion. So the intelligent person understands, let me study the difference between covered reality and uncovered reality. And see which one is better. Is it better to see things as they are, or is it better to be an illusion? The materialist thinks, because when death comes, everything is finished, therefore it's better to be an illusion. Reality is so horrible, therefore I prefer to be an illusion. But they're cheating themselves. Because this illusory reality is hellish. Who wants to get old? Who wants to get sick? Who wants to die? It's foolishness to try to enjoy this. The intelligent person seriously pursues the uncovered reality. He wants to see things as they actually are. And therefore he looks for the absolute truth. And if he's sincere, Krishna brings him in contact with the bona fide spiritual master. Who forces his eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore we pray. Om Ajnate Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who has come to me, whom in the darkness of ignorance, and who is forcing my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. So, that actual knowledge is very wonderful. When you can purify your vision by Krishna consciousness, then you will see the beautiful reality beyond this material existence. Premanjana charita bhakti velochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu velokayanti yam sham sundaram achyuntyaganasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. When your eyes become anointed with the salve of love of God, You will see Krishna everywhere, within and without. So, this should be the goal of the neophyte devotee. How to purify his vision. So he can always see Krishna within and without. You see, that's the uncovered reality. Krishna is already there. Jagannath is everywhere. He's in the skies, in the trees, he's on the mountain, everywhere Jagannath is there. We can see him on the altar. But the pure devotee can see Jagannath everywhere. So for us neophytes, it's a very nice prayer. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavadume. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavadume. We're praying that we can see Jagannath everywhere. Yes. Not just on the altar or on the Jagannath Ghar. We want to see Jagannath everywhere. Actually, that's the very first words I heard from Prabhupada. I had heard Prabhupada's recorded voice, but I'd never been in his presence yet to actually hear him speak. And finally I got a chance one beautiful summer day in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, California. Prabhupada was sitting there on Subhadra Devi's cart. You see, the full Ratha Yatra means three carts, you know. Here we have baby Ratha Yatra. One cart. But full Ratha Yatra means three carts. Three big, huge carts. So we had a full-blown Ratha Yatra there in San Francisco. Big, huge carts. The cart was like from here to the window. That's all on the cart was. You know. And it was like 2 stories tall. It had the wind, you know, thing. You do, and it goes up, way up, and then you can wind it down to go into the power cords, you see. So anyway, Prabhupada got in Subhadra Devi's cart. And before the parade began, he gave a little lecture. And the very first words he spoke were Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, please come to my vision. So this is how we prepare for death. We become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness. It's like a deep sea diver. Every day he goes a little deeper into that ocean. So, to become a devotee means you become deep sea diver. So leave all of your material anxieties behind. And just dive deeper and deeper and deeper into this ocean of Krishna prema. How do you dive deeper? It is not difficult. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, by bowing down before the deities, by bowing down before the spiritual master, by bowing down before the Vaishnavas, by honoring Prasadam in a mood of reverence, don't eat like a pig. Honor Prasadam. This is the mercy of Krishna. By studying Prabhupada's books, by preaching Harinam, book distribution, Ratha Yatra festivals, making your friends into devotees, everything you can do to increase your Krishna consciousness every day, do it. Here is a temple. Serve this temple with your heart and soul. Make sure the kitchen is always clean. Make sure the bathroom is always clean. Make sure the deities help out with the deity worship. Offer to make nice flower garlands for the deities. Everything. Bring money. Bring rice, bring flour, bring fruits, bring flowers. The more you serve Krishna, the more you get Krishna. And there's nothing else worth having. Krishna is the only thing worth having. Anything else that you may try to possess, you will lose it, guaranteed. But if you can possess Krishna, that is your eternal asset. So how do you purchase Krishna? By your love, by your eagerness, by your greed. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopalabhyate tattala yang apimulya mekalam janmakotir sukritairinda labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lifetimes.
Rupa Goswami казва, че чистото правилно служение не може да бъде постигнато дори извършвайки милиони години благочестиви дейности.
It can be attained only by paying one price.
Може да бъде постигнато само на една цена.
The intense greed to obtain it.
Интензивна общност да го притежава.
If it is available somewhere,
ако е.
You must purchase it without delay. So where is it available? Prabhupada is making it available. This Hare Krishna movement. It's like in his household life, Prabhupada had the Prayag pharmacy. He was making so many medicines available for the public. Prabhupada did not give up being a pharmacist. But he simply switched to a different medicine. He switched to the Premanjana, the ointment of love of God. So this Premanjana, the ointment of love of God, is available here in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. For those who read Prabhupada's books seriously, and strictly follow Prabhupada's instructions, They become blessed with Premanjana. Their eyes are purified with the ointment of love of God. They become completely free from all miseries of this material existence. They're able to see Krishna everywhere in due course of time. So take advantage of this movement. Give your life to this movement. Sacrifice everything for the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna will become your personal property. You'll be the wealthiest, most happiest, most powerful person in the whole world. And all you really have to do is chant Hare Krishna with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, are there any more questions?
Is there anyone who can take the place of this devotee who has left?
He has trained up a whole academy of people. He's already, for many years, he's been training people to carry on with his work, so the work will continue. Not only has he has people who are trained to teach also Sanskrit. He's trained people how to be teachers, so they will continue. He's done a very good job of leaving a foundation for the future of our Sanskrit editing in ISKCON. But we're going to really miss him. He was so wonderful devotee, Gopi Purandana Prabhu. It just won't be the same without Gopi Purandana Prabhu. Any other questions? Okay. This is the last one.
How we can improve our chanting? On theory, I know, but how I can achieve this in practice?
Yes. The most practical tip for improving your chanting is to chant your round before sunrise every day. Do you do that?
Not every day.
That's what you can do. How many rounds do you chant every day?
16.
Are you initiated?
No. Not initiated.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Huh?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, so the best thing you can do is to rise early every morning and chant 16 rounds before sunrise. Because those early morning hours are just like gold. It's very easy to focus the mind on Krishna's name in the early morning hours. The period before sunrise is called Brahma Muhurta. The influence of the modes of nature is sattvic at that time. After sunrise, it goes into Rajaguna. So if you will chant Japamala before sunrise, you will have very good opportunity to be deeply absorbed in Nama Ruchi every morning.
качат мантулата, призби в слънце, ще имате много добра възможност да се потопите в Нама Руч, посъна Имач.
And if you will be careful to avoid the 10 offenses. Always be respectful towards devotees. Understand that Krishna's name is more than Krishna is the Supreme Lord. When the spiritual master gives you an instruction, follow it sincerely. In this way, strictly follow the regulated principles. In this way, you'll be able to develop very nice meditative japa. Japa is meditation. It's not just something you do on your lips. It means you deeply meditate on Krishna's name. You fully absorb your mind in the sound vibration. If any other thoughts come, you move them aside. And bring your mind back to the name. Everything is in the name. Everything you could ever need or ever want is all there in Krishna's name. So just go deep, deep, deep into the name. And then Krishna will gradually reveal himself to you. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. We thank you all very much for your participation.